After two postponements at meetings earlier this month, Friday the Sulphur Springs School Board approved contract bids from its construction manager for the Civic Center Auditorium renovation project. After the meeting Friday, I talked with School Superintendent Michael Lamb.
You know, we started with a dollar figure in mind, around $3 million, and some of the once the bids came in, it was a little bit higher than that, quite a bit higher than that. Uh-huh. And we spent the last couple of weeks just really trying to figure out why it was higher and what we were going to do about it, and everywhere from some unexpected code compliance from the front end of it to needing to do some major electrical transformer type moves to make mm-hmm. things work. So there were two or three pretty big items that we've had to, you know, discuss amongst ourselves, talk with the county about how to address it. Through all that, yes, this is going to drive the price up a little bit, and the county has agreed to let us extend from 25 years to 35 years, which mm-hmm. is, you know, we've kind of looked at this from the get-go as basically a yearly lease. Let us lease the facility for originally 25 years. By instead of paying yearly, we're gonna remodel it and let that be our rent. And so we've still got a little work to do in doing some, looking at some things that we might end up changing the structure here, changing the structure there. But we spent the time to look and make sure that we could put this in a realm that we were comfortable with, that we felt like was going to work for our constituents and that we had committed to. And it's taken a little time to get it there, but we got there today. And so we're excited to move forward and do the work we've got to do to upgrade that facility. And you know, technically, this week was set aside to do some abatement, and we did that. And officially, things weren't supposed to start till Monday, and they are. So we're right on target. Yes, sir. And just had to do a lot of pushing and pulling to get to a place where we could be comfortable with the price that came in.
What is it going to end up costing you, look like, at least for right now? I know there's always savings that can be had and stuff.
Well, to start with that $3 million figure, it's looking like it's going to be just a little over $4 million. It looks like about $1 million difference. That's where, you know, if you divide it out, the 25 years for $3 million or 35 years for $4 million, you know, you start to get. So that's an estimate at this point. There's some work to be done and see if we can change a few things to get there, but it's looking about like $1 million difference.
I'm sure you're very pleased that you'll be able to get underway sometime Monday, I assume.
Yeah, they're actually, you know, after the bids have been approved, they're started right now. So we're ready to go. We don't really want that to delay, you know, any where we hope somewhere between 6 and 9 months it'll be mm-hmm. done. And so really didn't want this to become a deal where we were going to go back to the drawing board totally. And that's what we were really trying to prevent the last couple of weeks, is having to go all the way back to square one with this deal to get it in a price range that we were satisfied with. Mm-hmm. We were able to make some tweaks here and there and do some things that were able to really move forward full speed ahead with just a few minor tweaks.
KSST News.